It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Paleport.
Rain coming down on a sunny day. I've seen that, and it looks like we're going to see quite a mix of sun and clouds this weekend. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass on his Skype line. We're going to talk in a bit about the return to service of the Stampede Pass weather station and why that's important for meteorologists and all kinds of other people here in the Northwest. First, Cliff, let's get your forecast. It's a nice weekend for snowshoeing, a little bird told me.
Well, today's going to be a perfect day for anything. Temperatures are going to get up into the low 60s in many places away from the water. Very nice day. Plenty of sun, few high clouds, but spectacular spring day. Tomorrow's going to be sort of a mix. We're going to be getting some high and middle clouds coming in, a few sprinkles, but nothing heavy. Temperatures will get up to the upper 50s, maybe 60. So not a bad day, but not quite as perfect as today. And then Sunday is a transitional day. A weather disturbance is going to be approaching. So we'll see a lot of clouds that day, sprinkles in the morning, and then heavier rain's going to come in during the afternoon and evening. So that's going to be a real front. You'll know that. And certainly by the end of the day on Sunday, there'll be some moderate precipitation moving through. So that'll wet your garden a bit, and then it looks like we'll have some clouds and some light rain on Monday and Tuesday. So, you know, nothing severe like we saw last weekend. So a pretty blah weekend, just a little bit of rain at the end.
Let's talk about Stampede Pass, the weather station that's back online there. What difference does just one weather station really make?
Well, in some respects, Stampede Pass, which is in that pass in the central Cascades at 4,000 feet, is the most valuable station the National Weather Service has. It's the most isolated station that they have. It is at the perfect location for people who are flying across the Cascades. It's a full weather station with what we call a solometer. It can tell where the clouds are. It can tell the precipitation type. It's a full, extremely accurate weather station that tells us the conditions near the Cascade crest. We have nothing like it. So, as I mentioned, when people are flying across the mountains, they want to know whether it's safe or not. They use Stampede Pass. And when Stampede Pass hasn't been there, there's been all kinds of aircraft accidents, general aviation flights crashing into the mountains, which is pretty bad. For those of us trying to predict the weather here in Western Washington, it's very useful to see what's happening at the crest, what's the pressures, what's the winds, what are the conditions. And for those on the eastern slopes, they can see what's coming in across the Cascades much better. Another real value of Stampede Pass is it's been there for a long time. I mean, this is a continuous record back to the 1940s in a location that has not been tempered by urbanization. There's no buildings or any concrete around there. So it really gives us an important measure of climate change in the region. I mean, are things changing up in the mountains away from roads and any kind of urbanization? So it's a phenomenally valuable station.
I love it. It's like a beacon uniting east and west parts of Cascadia. What did it take to get it back online?
Well, the problem is it had a 22-mile phone line to get there, and that kept on breaking, and it finally broke beyond repair. And so the National Weather Service had to come up with another solution, a wireless solution. Turns out there's a pretty good cellular signal. And so after a year or two of working on various solutions, they finally got one that works. So it makes use of the cell towers on I-90 to get the signal off of Stampede Pass. You can go up there. You can ski up there or hike up there during the summer and see the instrumentation. It's kind of a fun little trip if you want to do that.
Cool. Before I let you go, real quick, let's talk a bit about the windstorm last weekend. It was pretty destructive, even killed one man whose car was struck by a weak tree in Seattle. But I mean, how significant was the storm, though, really, in your mind?
Well, the storm last weekend was a fairly moderate wind event. It wasn't any of the big ones. It wasn't like the Inauguration Day storm or the Columbus Day storm. Winds topped out for most people around 40 to 45 miles per hour. So it's not like one of the greats, but it was a fairly strong event, the kind of storm we get every year or so. What really caused a lot of tree problem was the fact that the ground was so saturated. When the ground saturated, the tree roots don't hold as well. And so a lot of trees toppled over as much from the saturation of the soil as from the strong winds.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. We talk on Skype each week at this time. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.